gives us, giving us life and health, all the good things that you give to us. Thank you for this gathering today with the brothers and sisters. Help us to think on you, to be encouraged in your ways. We pray for the brothers and sisters throughout the world, brothers in Mexico, in other countries, those who are striving to do your will. Just pray that you encourage each one. Help us to encourage each other in this way. Help us to lay aside those things that come out of you. Strive to do your will with all our hearts. Thank you, God. Thank you. Okay, we're ready for Psalm 125. In verse 1, it says, when the Lord returned the captives of Zion, we became like those who are comforted. Then our mouth was filled with joy and our tongue with exceeding joy. Then they shall say among the Gentiles, the Lord did great things with us. The Lord has done great things with us. We were glad. Return, O Lord, our captivity, like streams in the south. Those who sow with tears shall reap with exceeding joy. They went forth and wept, carrying their seeds with them. But they shall return with exceeding joy, carrying their sheaves. Okay, so the idea here of the captives of Zion, different times where the Israelites, so the city of Jerusalem is captured by the enemies of God. Maybe they came and surrounded the city and fought. And then they broke down the walls and they went in, took all the nice things out of the temple, and then they took the people that lived in Jerusalem, the Israelites, and they took them captive. They took them to another place far away, maybe the city of Babylon. Remember when they were taken captive to Babylon? And they had to live there for a long time, many years, and then finally, after a long time, they were able to return again to Jerusalem. And when they returned, they would come into the city. Remember the story of when they returned from Babylon? They returned and all the walls were broken down, and Nehemiah began to make plans that he would build the walls up again. And he would build the temple. Maybe he brought some of the vessels that were supposed to be in the temple, brought some of those with them, and they began to make plans. Rejoicing because God had allowed them to be carried away because they disobeyed him. God had allowed them to get them into captivity, but after a time, they were allowed to return again. They began to make plans. How they were going to rebuild the city. And they were all glad. And even the Gentiles, they talked about the Gentiles. But they shall say among the Gentiles, the Lord did great things with them, even those who were not of Israel, looking at them. The Lord is going to rebuild this city. And they were all glad. I think we could even think about people that are like that, people that are living for God, and maybe even just children that have many blessings in their lives or their families or just good things. Just a young child, but when the child begins to take his own way and disobey God, then it's like this
this city that is broken down and taken over by Satan, taken into captivity. Maybe God gives them a chance to turn it again. Talks about those who went forth and wept, carrying this news with them, but returning with exceeding joy. Maybe for next Sunday, they can find an example of that. Finding that someone had to go through a trial, maybe because of their disobedience, or maybe for whatever reason, maybe it was like God just trying someone and then returning again with joy. Finding someone that had to go through a time of trials and weeping, but in the end, they came again with joy. Give an example of that.
But you boys hear that from the example of someone that went out in weeping, like it says here, and returned with joy. Someone that went through a time of trial and then returned again with joy. Okay. You guys go ahead with your question
from last week.
I thought of how Moses was a good man, and he was honest, and he only disobeyed God one time in his life, and God said he was the meekest man on the whole earth.
David was an honest man, and he followed the Lord, and was good.
I thought about King David. He was a good person, and when they were going to war against the Philistines, or they were going to fight Goliath, David stayed back and took care of his sheep till he was called.
The Apostle Paul was an honest and true man because he could have asked the people for money that he was preaching to, but he didn't.
Our assignment was to get a something that we learned recently, and fairly recently, and I got I learned to go and do things without being told, like start my school and work around the place, and so I'm thankful for that.
Well, I was just thinking about how I'm learning how to not be so stressed out during work when things aren't going my way. It just, that sometimes gets to be my main focus, and I just need to step back and just look at the whole situation and just know it's in God's hands.
I've been learning that it isn't always just easy to follow the Lord. We have our times and our struggles, but God just helps us through it. I thought that was unique.
I'm thankful my parents taught me to share and not fight over things.
I've been learning to when I'm helping somebody or doing something, I should focus on what we're doing and what we're going to do next and be ready to give whoever I'm helping what they need next without them asking for it, and just to help that way.
I've been learning that it's good. You shouldn't just go with life just riding along, doing the least you can, and just letting everything just kind of not really eagerly. But you should just be eager to go do whatever challenge and do it with joy and just do it with all your might.
One thing I've been learning is that work is one of the best things for you.
What I've been learning recently is that things ain't always going to go your way. Instead of fighting to get it, just go ahead and just do it their way.
I guess most of you probably know that we work at the sheep and goat sale up at Diamond. And we've been working there for a little over a year now, and there's this kid that's been working there for two days. And he just goes around and tells everybody what to do, and we already know what to do. Kind of got a little mad at him, and I just need to learn. Just let him tell us what to do and just do it.
I've just been blessed these past couple weeks just thinking about doing instead of talking, because I love to talk, and I've realized this all through my Christian walk, but it's about doing more than just talking.
I've been learning something about being careful about what I say and not talk about anything and be more considerate about other people.
I learned why it's have a good attitude while you do the chores even you don't like the chores you don't like to do.
I was thinking two or three times this week about something I've always heard Uncle David say. Christian walk's kind of like paddling up a river. If you quit paddling, you don't just stall. You start going back downstream. And I just kind of thought this week, I just need to be good about keep paddling and just not get lax.
I had the same thought as Corbin. Just remember, things aren't going my way while doing work or whatever, and instead of just worrying about it and getting worked up about it, just remember that it's in God's hands and just he'll take care of it.